Makos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Makos Bavli, Daf Hey. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Gimel Amad Aleph at the Mishnah. Ein ha'edim avimim ne'erogim ad sheyugmar hadin, she'er ha'tzedukim oimim ad sheyahoreg, she'ne'emar nefesh ber nefesh. False witnesses are only killed if the accused murderer had been sentenced but not killed. And this is in contrast to the Tzedukim, who were the Sadducees, who said that they are only killed if the accused murderer had actually been killed, because they understood from the Pasuk in Dvarim, in Pek Yotesh Pasuk of Aleph, a soul for a soul. Amar lehem chachomim, v'aloi kvar nema, v'asisim lai kasher zomam la'asot l'achiv, v'aroi achiv kayim. Chachomim said to the Tzedukim, but the Pasuk already said in Pasuk Yotesh, and he should do to him as he intended to do to his brother, meaning that his brother is still alive. Im kein lama nema nefesh ben nefesh, yocho mishi kiblu edusam yaogu, tamuloima nefesh tachas nefesh, ha ena neragim ad sheyugmar hadin. So if so, now why did the Pasuk say a soul for a soul? Because I might have thought that as soon as their testimony was accepted, even before the verdict, if they were found to be false, they can be killed. Therefore the Pasuk teaches a soul for a soul, that they are only killed after the verdict was already made. And the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Zeira, Hada Amar Eid Zaimim Einu Nisal Bebeistin, Ela Me'atz Mayhu Nisal, Pasalei Bahasraya Achas." Zeira says, from the Baisa that follows, it's clear that a witness found to be false by Beistin is not only disqualified as a witness from the time that he was found to be false onwards, but rather it's also going to apply retroactively back until the time that he originally gave the first testimony. Rabbi Zeira explained that the upcoming Baisa refers to when they testified about two different things at the same time. Vatani Kane, and we have a Baisa, Amr Yosi, Bemedra Amurim, Vishte, Kite, Eduyos, Vishte, Hasoyos, Avabedis Achas, Avasoya Achas, Kol Edis Yabatla Mixasa, Batla Kula. Rabbi Yosi says, if two witnesses testify that a person stole an animal, and they also testify that he slaughtered it, if they were proved to be false about the theft, because part of the testimony has been cancelled, the entire testimony is cancelled, and the witness must pay double as a punishment for the theft, but the accused is exempt from the extra payment for the slaughtering because there's no longer testimony that he even stole it. When is it said that the accused pays double, as the original testimony is not cancelled? When they testified separately about the theft and the slaughtering. But if both testimonies were given at the same time, once part of the testimony is cancelled, the entire testimony is cancelled. Mal kol edis shabat lemiksasa bat lekula. Hayoim dim meidim alav ba'asoa benisan shegona v'zashor ba'echa benisan v'tavach u'macha ba'asoa benisan v'huzmu v'chamisha asoa benisan kol edis shehiidu meyud nit benisan ad chamisha asoa benisan lemafreya. What's meant from this statement, if part of the testimony is cancelled, the entire testimony is cancelled? For example, on the 10th of Nisan, they testified that the person stole an ox, and he stole it on the 1st of Nisan, and that day, the 10th, he sold or slaughtered it. Now, if they were then found to be false on the 15th of Nisan, all testimony that they gave from the 10th to the 15th is retroactively disqualified. Rabbi Abba Mamo rejects this. He says it could be that a false witness is disqualified from the point of discovery onwards. But over here, Rabbi Yossi was discussing when there was one testimony, so the testimony is fully cancelled at the same time. For example, when the theft and slaughtering were done at the same time, and therefore they are viewed as one occurrence, and when part of it was proved false, such as the slaughtering, the entire testimony is disqualified, and if so, this case is not a proof that a false witness is disqualified retroactively. But Tani Kane, we have a basis to support this as well. Hayu hein ha'rishonim v'hein ha'achronim huzmu v'rishona im v'kach klum. B'shniya harihu loy edus achas, b'shlishis harihi loy kishtei eduyos. Bryce says, when a pair of witnesses testified that Pliny was in possession of a field for 3 years, and a second pair came and declared the testimony of the first year to be false, the entire testimony is now cancelled, as the beginning of his possession has been disproved. If they disprove the testimony of only the second year, so that the first pair no longer believed even for the third year, all that remains is the testimony of the first year, and if they disproved only the third year, the testimony of the first 2 years remains. Veheichi. What is the case of this Bryce that we don't say that since the testimony of all 3 years came at the same time, as soon as the third year was disproven, the entire testimony falls? Im b'me'idim alav b'krach echad, leif shema mina klum. If they testified as one group, we've already discussed that the entire testimony would be cancelled. So la'asya ela al yedei eduyus sagin. Rather, it must be referring to when there was more than one testimony. Therefore, when the testimony of the second or third year was disproven, the testimony of the other years remain intact. And then we have the last sentence, which is removed by Tosafot Rid, Amar Rabbi Zeira Hada Amar, Adzomim Enin Nifsal Bebeistin, Elet Me'atz Mayhu Nifsal.